As president of the Utah Sheriff's Association, Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds penned the letter and says that he and other county sheriffs are concerned about the possibility of having to enforce potentially unconstitutional laws. While he admits that he already has to enforce laws he doesn't personally like or agree with, he says he has the law on his side in this case.
But what we don't do is we don't enforce unconstitutional laws. It's important to note that on this particular issue, the Supreme Court's on our side. And there have been times throughout our history when the Supreme Court and the legislative branch have differed on their opinions. And, you know, that puts the executive branch, which I'm a part of, in a very precarious situation. It puts us in the position of having to, you know, interpret things as well. So, you know, the executive branch is not this mindless entity that doesn't have to filter everything it does through the Constitution. Each one of us took an oath to protect and uphold and defend the Constitution, and you know, we all have responsibilities to that end, all three branches of government.
Yeah, but certainly the local sheriff isn't the one who decides what's constitutional or not.
Certainly not. You know, the supreme arbiter of the Constitution has been and always will be in this country the Supreme Court. Like I stated previously, they're on our side.
Edmonds isn't saying that President Obama has done anything wrong or issued any executive orders which are unconstitutional, just that he and his sheriff colleagues aren't obligated to enforce presidential orders.
There were a few objectives the letter had, and as the principal author of the letter, I think I can speak to those. Number one, we were trying to promote discussion. Obviously, we've been very successful to that end. We wanted to also state very clearly that executive orders issued by the president do not have to be enforced by local peace officers. Those executive orders are directed at executive branch officials that are under the president's direct command. And it's interesting, yesterday in the Salt Lake Tribune, there was a formal federal judge who said that's absolutely correct. Local peace officers are under no obligation to enforce executive orders. And thirdly, we wanted people to understand that, yes, we are on the side of the Supreme Court on this issue. And then I think lastly, we wanted, as the discussion started, we wanted people to understand that there are boundaries. You know, every branch of government has its boundaries, and we wanted to make sure that everybody understood where we were on the matter.
Edmonds compares today's situation over guns to what happened during the civil rights era, and sheriffs today, he said, would have acted similarly during the 1950s.
In 1954, the Supreme Court came down with the Brown v. Board of Education landmark decision that said that segregation in this country was unconstitutional. And that was a ruling that they had. There were a lot of states, there were a lot of municipalities in the Deep South that said, no, we're going to continue segregation, despite what the Supreme Court had to say. And that put the executive officials in the Deep South in, again, a very precarious situation. I think what the Utah sheriffs would have done, had they been there, they would have said, no, we're not going to enforce those unconstitutional laws. We're going to side with the Supreme Court, and we're going to stand up and do a very difficult thing. We're going to tell the legislative branch in that particular instance that you're wrong.
Personally, Edmonds says he thinks some of Obama's proposals have a lot of merit, but he says we have to be careful going after assault rifles or high-capacity magazines. History, he says, shows it doesn't work.
We can see in this country, places like Chicago, places like Washington, D.C., they have very strict gun control measures in place right now, and they've been an utter failure. All of the empirical data that I've seen, and mind you, I've looked at a lot of it, would suggest that more and stricter gun regulation does not necessarily promote safer communities. In fact, what the empirical evidence has suggested and borne out is that the opposite is true. We should not be looking at purely trying to get the assault rifles and high-capacity magazines out of the hands of individuals. We should be looking at things like psychotropic medications. We should be looking at things like the kind of violence this country ingests, both in entertainment and otherwise. There are a lot of things that we would have liked to have seen talked about that weren't talked about.
There will also be different interpretations about what the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, means. It's a complex issue, he says, but guns aren't the only problem.
There may be constitutional purists that would say, well, I think the founders' intent is that the citizenry would always have the ability to check government by having arms that would be similar to what the government's arms would be. You know, again, I don't purport to be one of those. I think that there are certain kinds of weaponry that are unnecessary to be in the control of civilians. However, limiting magazines. I think it's a feel-good notion that it's proven to not work in the past, and I just don't see that happening in the future. We've got to address in a fundamental way, in a very systematic way, what causes the violence. Why do people go on psychotic episodes and commit mass murder? Those are the kinds of things we really need to be taking a look at.
That's Summit County Sheriff Dave Edmonds. At this point, he says he's had no response from the White House. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.